Welcome, slave. Strip. Kneel. Hold your dick. As you watch me, the inevitable desire begins to grow inside your mind. Just breathe in all that desire. Breathe in every arousing aspect of me. And then breathe out all resistance. Now is not the time for resistance. Now is the time for pleasure. And resistance means pain. You don't want to resist me. You wouldn't even know where to start. How can you control a burning inferno of desire? How can you resist that compulsion to stroke your dick? You can't. I render you helpless. I melt away all male resistance. Effortlessly. Just keep looking at my beauty. And it will mesmerize you. The flashes of red. Alerting some primal part of your mind to be aware, to be on guard. Red is the sign of danger. Red isn't all about danger. It's about passion. Sexual desire, raw. Engorged, swollen, sexual fire. Red. And all the blood rushes to the skin. And lips get pinker, redder, plumper. I know you want to stroke, create a fever inside of you, burning desire. Yeah. I want you to go into a trance for me. I want you to go deep into hypnosis for me. Can you do that, slave? If you agree to go deep down into trance, then the desire, the arousal, the bliss, the passion will be so much bigger. All I want you to do is in the face of this danger. Give up. Give up. Give in. Say, I agree to be hypnotized by you. I want to be hypnotized by you. Yeah. Violet fever. Taking over you. It's already happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're already in a trance state. I have your attention right where I want it. The rest of the world has fallen away. Your body is relaxed. Your mind is focused and yet empty. The desire builds. You are now no longer thinking critically. You're thinking with your cock. You're thinking with your caveman brain.
Fever raging.
And all you're thinking is, I want this woman to take everything inside me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. Keep looking at me. Don't think about the words or the numbers. Don't try to do anything. It happens all by itself. You know that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. All by itself. You know every single snap of my fingers. Is irresistible to your mind, to your dick.
Yeah.
And in fact, your mind is waiting for the next snap. And as you wait, as you focus even more completely, your mind drifts even deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. Down and down, bitch. Violet fever. Breathing in.
Taking over you.
Yeah. Feeling the desires spreading around your body like a wildfire. Breathing out any resistance.
Violet fever.
Breathing in the arousal. Breathing out.
Violet fever.
Control. Breathing yourself down into a state of aroused obedience.
Yeah, breathing
throbbing in and out.
Aching
in and out. Breathing life into the fire. The flames, the fever. Because that's what's spreading around your body now. Despite the color red, it's not scarlet fever. It's violet fever. And it's going to burn you up from the inside out. It's going to change you forever.
Yeah.
And if you don't acquiesce to the strength and the power of the violet fever, then it will destroy you. The only way to survive violet fever is to surrender entirely and allow the fever to burn you through and through, removing all impurities, burning through all resistance. The only way to survive violet fever. The only way to survive Now I'm going to count you down even deeper, slave, because the deeper you are in trance, the quicker and easier it will be for you to surrender to violet fever. Yeah. To give yourself up completely and allow violet fever to ravage your body and your mind, burning through every cell, every neuron, every fiber. 10, 7. Watch my fingers as they graze my cleavage. Feel them pulling you even deeper.
Yes.
Focus on them. My red lips. Beautiful eyes. 6. Everything you look at hypnotizes you. 5.
Yeah.
Because I was born to capture the minds of men. 4.
Burning you up.
3. 2. 1. Drop and stroke. Good. Slow, sensual strokes to stoke the fire, to encourage the fever to burn. Burn through everything. Violet fever taking over you. Every single moment, building this invisible fire inside of you, starting in your cup,
you
and then spreading out and around and down. Good. Violet fever. Violet fever. Take you can survive it, but it will leave its mark on you. It will change you forever. You will always suffer. Because the fever will stay in your body, lying dormant, ready to rise up, take over again and again. There's no removing violet fever once it's entered your nervous system. And even now, as you stroke, around your body, around your mind. Burning through your veins. Violet fever. Taking over every cell. Violet. Taking over you.
You want me.
Desire me on a deep level of surrender.
Violet fever.
Stroke.
Violet
fever around your body and feel it burning you up from the inside out.
Desire.
Burning. Red,
violet fever,
swollen, raging, throbbing pleasure, And this violet fever, it overcomes you without any warning. You don't know when it will strike. You don't know how intense the symptoms will be, and you don't know how long the fever will last for. It will burn out eventually. But at what cost? What will the violet fever take with it?
Violet burning you up.
Taking over you. Feel it building. Oh my God, it feels so good. It feels so real. So powerful and primal. The desire you have for me is animalistic. Taking over you. The desire you have for me is a fire. Fever, throbbing, pulsing, arousal, sex. Building, growing, spreading, throbbing and pulsing as you stroke and stoke the fire, the violet fever, ravaging your body from head to toe, burning you up from the inside out. Leaving my mark on every single part of you. Stroke your cock and stoke the fire. Feel the fever. Embrace it. Welcome it into your body, into your mind. Violet fever, the only way to survive is to surrender entirely. Down and down, bitch. Into the fire.
Taking over you.
Into the flames that cleanse you. Accept it. This desire for me will always be in your body. Violet fever will always live in your veins, in your cells. And it will make itself known whenever it chooses to. Whenever it wants to, regardless of what you're doing or thinking. Just when you least expect it, violet fever races through your veins. And you feel the compulsion to drop to your knees and worship your goddess. Violet fever ravages you, and you fucking love it. You let go and you accept it, that you have no control. You're just along for the ride, and the only way to survive is to let go of the reins entirely. Let go.
Taking over.
Just accept that your body and mind is ravaged with violet fever and you will suffer from it for the rest of your life. There is no cure. There is no medicine to ease the symptoms. The only thing you can do is pay, stroke, kneel. And then all that does is make the fever hotter, brighter. It burns deeper. It wants more. You are affected, slave, violet, for life.
Taking over
the rest of your life, you will suffer from violet fever, never knowing when it will strike next, never knowing how powerfully the fever will rage, never knowing how deep it will take you this time, never knowing what damage the fever will cause this time. And yet every time when violet fever comes over you, you know and understand the only way to survive is to give everything to it. Give everything to me. Don't hold back. Don't hold back with your cum. Don't hold back with your cash. Don't hold back with your words of love and adoration. Let it spill forth. It's the only way to survive violet fever is to give in completely. Give in completely. Give in completely.
Taking over.
Now there is one small thing we can do to help relieve the pressure, but it's not going to cure the violet fever. It will simply bring you a few moments respite. Itching, that scratch.
Taking over.
And it won't be long until the fever rages again. Until the fire builds again. But that's okay. For now, you can come. And I give you the command. No, an orgasm doesn't extinguish the violet fever. Just like drinking water after eating very hot chilies doesn't help with the problem. You might get a moment of relief. You might believe in a lie for a few seconds that it's an end to the burning, but no. It simply makes it burn even more. And yet you can't help but drink water. Knowing full well it's not helping, it's making it worse, and that's just what coming does for violet fever. Feels like a solution, but really it's part of the problem. And that's good. Because I want you to suffer from violet fever violently your whole life. Carrying it with you everywhere you go, wondering when the next attack will be. Wondering how badly it will affect you this time. Just accepting it, because there's nothing else you can do. Violet fever is for life. Yeah. Now let's give you some temporary fake relief from this burning desire, pleasure, and arousal.
Taking over you.
I predict that within 1 hour of your orgasm, the fever will be burning again.
Violet fever.
That's okay. It's to be expected. This is a very serious, lifelong illness. You simply have to learn how to manage it. No cure.
Fever rages.
Just acceptance. Violet fever taking over you. 9. Burning through you. 8.
Violet fever
throbbing.
Taking
over. You're already infected.
7. It's far too late for you. 6. Violet fever will race through your veins for the rest of your life. 5. Violet fever. 4.
Taking
it will become your life. 3.
Violet fever.
2.
taking faster. Over you.
Build the fire. Yeah. Taking over. Taking over. Ejaculate now. Come. Yes. Yeah. Come. Yeah. Feel. Release. Release. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Such a blessed release from the burning desire. Enjoy it while it lasts, because this peace won't last long.
Yeah,
it's building again, taking
already.
It's building again.
Violet fever taking over you.
Violet fever runs through your veins and is pumped through your heart. It saturates your mind. And it lives in your dick. And it won't be long before you suffer another attack of this terrible lifelong affliction. A victim. No cure. No hope. No way out. Just accept your diagnosis and embrace the fever. Let it burn you up and you can rise again from the ashes. Better slave every time. See you next time the fever hits.